Welcome to UN Gender Focus. I'm Deanne Penn at United Nations Headquarters in New York. This week, we have a special program on making space for women. In July 1969, American astronaut Neil Armstrong landed on the moon, famously proclaiming, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." Women have also contributed to space exploration, starting with Soviet cosmonaut Valentina Tereshkova, who made history 7 years earlier when she became the first woman to orbit the Earth. But space is more than astronauts and rockets. The field needs a variety of professionals, such as engineers, computer scientists, and satellite communications experts. These jobs require a background in what are known as the STEM subjects, that's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Unfortunately, those in the field say too few women are pursuing advanced degrees in these areas. Simonetta De Pippo, an astrophysicist, is director of the UN Office for Outer Space Affairs, or UNOSA, which promotes international cooperation in the peaceful uses of outer space.
There are a lot of data. Not all the issues are 100% clear. There are a lot of studies ongoing on a global scale. It's true that even if you have more and more women graduating and getting very important results and very good scores when they get their masters and whatever, in the aerospace field, the percentage is quite low. I mean, leadership positions is really, really more or less no one.
Ms. De Pippo recently unveiled plans to get more women into STEM in line with the Sustainable Development Goals, which have gender equality and the empowerment of women and girls as an objective. She made the announcement at a gathering of the global space community held in late November in Dubai, organized by her office and the government of the United Arab Emirates.
We are putting together a project which is called Space for Women, and space, you know, is a double meaning. And on this basis, we are having very good relationship with UN Women, and we are probably going to organize a joint activity in New York next year where we want to bring women from all over the world, mainly from developing countries, to start shaping this project.
Ms. De Pippo expects to launch Space for Women in June 2018, which will mark 50 years since the first UN conference on the subject of outer space. Improving gender balance is also a priority for the United States space agency, NASA.
Hi, yes, I'm Gail Allen. I'm the Deputy Chief Scientist for NASA.
Roughly 18,000 people work at NASA, and more than 60% of them are scientists and engineers, with women accounting for 23% of that category.
We really think that a diverse workforce is the most innovative workforce, and so we're trying to, both minorities and women, we're trying to address that and bring that up to a level, it doesn't have to be 50-50, but a little bit higher percentage than what we have, just to increase our innovation.
But, Ms. Allen says, achieving that diversity might require a change in the way the STEM subjects are being taught.
Studies have shown that women like to see application. So instead of sitting in a classroom with a book working calculus formulas, they really want to see what the application to that is. So some professors I know that have been at NASA for a short period of time and gone back to the academia are using like the International Space Station and the phenomena of microgravity and applying that to physics formulas. So they look at a video and then they use the formulas to explain what's happening in microgravity. Those are the things we're talking about, where you can actually make it real.
Over in Kathmandu, physicist Manisha Dwa with the Nepal Astronomical Society is coaxing young women to get excited about the wonders of the universe. She says it's no easy feat in a country where boys are prized and girls who are interested in STEM tend to abandon it as they grow older.
The family as well as women, they fear that they won't be able to compete with the male or the boys if they are going to have the higher education in science and other subjects. Similarly, we have traditional way of living. Still in many of the rural area of Nepal, when the girl reaches her first menstruation cycle, then she is forced to live outside the house, not allowed to touch anything. anything at all. So the health and hygiene comes there, and we still have news about they are being victim of rape and this kind of activities. Also, women are more responsible as compared to men. Whatever she is doing, she has to think about her family first. So these are the reasons that the number of women just gradually decreases, and early marriage is also one of the reasons.
As Ms. DePipo mentioned, Space for Women will have a focus on women from developing countries. The United Nations, through the UN Office for Outer Space Affairs, supports developing countries in their aspirations to join what she calls the global space family. That's because space science and technology can be harnessed to address development challenges here on Earth. For example, satellite imagery can help countries to mitigate risks posed by natural disasters and climate change.
I have been researching this space technology for sustainable development for 2 years now, beside my main job.
That's Rayan Imam, a lecturer in electronic engineering at the University of Khartoum in Sudan.
Because people always think space technology is rockets and astronauts, a moon and Mars. So I started doing this just to answer the questions. I always get asked, what does space technology have to do with a country like Sudan? There is war and there is hunger and poor. Why do you do space technology? Why don't you spend this money to solve other problems? And this is what you get. You use space technology to solve these problems. And most of this research shows that you can reduce the cost of most of the agricultural activities and water management, I think by 50%, but just by using space technology. And you also increase your productivity. You open lots of, opportunities by using space technology.
Manisha Dwa agrees.
Nepal is an agriculture country, so space education as well as STEM is quite important because, we have the new generation and especially the male, they are going out of the country for earning and other purposes. So most of the citizens, they are used to be women who are looking after each and everything. So if we empower them through STEM education, so in future, whatever they will be working, this will have direct effect on everything and as well as socioeconomic factor as well.
The intellectual rigor and opportunities that a career in the space sector offers held great appeal for a little girl in Italy who was riveted by Neil Armstrong's walk on the moon. Simonetta DePipo graduated from the University of Rome in the mid-1980s with a degree in astrophysics and space physics, the only woman in a class of 10.
After my graduation, I was visiting my professor with whom I've been dealing with a thesis. And I asked him, okay, I would like to go to the United States and do some research in this field. And he said, no, because then you are going to get married and then you do kids. I have some money in order to support a new good researcher. I mean, yes, you are good, but yeah, I prefer someone else. So that was my start to my career.
Ms. DePipo did eventually marry and have a son, but she also achieved her professional dreams, reaching director level at both the Italian Space Agency and the European Space Agency. She has headed the UN's Space Bureau since March 2014.
After, 30 years developing spacecrafts and sending astronauts to the space station, collaborating on real projects, now I'm looking at the other side of space, so how you can use space for the benefit of humankind, how you can improve with space the quality of life on Earth.
And although Space for Women will be a new initiative, supporting women's participation in the sector is nothing new for Ms. DePipo. Back in 2009, she co-founded an association for women working in Europe's aerospace industry, which now has chapters in North America and Africa.
If I can help in bringing more women in the field, because if in our, environment, if we can do something, this helps the entire society to become better. And I'm fully convinced that diversity should not be an issue. Diversity is an asset. And what counts is the real merit of each of us. And there is no difference between men and women. In principle, should not be any difference.
Simonetta DePipo, director of the UN Office for Outer Space Affairs, or UNOSA, speaking about her goal of getting more women into the space industry. And with that, we come to the end of this special edition of UN Gender Focus from the United Nations in New York. You can follow more of our programs at radio.un.org. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Deanne Penn.